The Your Safe Space podcast is recorded on Wurundjeri land. This podcast acknowledges the traditional owners and custodians of the land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Welcome back to the Your Safe Space podcast, hosted by me, Adele Marie. This podcast, just like the title says, is made for you, where you can spill the tea, confess your secrets, or get some big sister advice. On air today, is it okay to seek revenge on your cheating fiancé? And what to do when you find yourself in a relationship with a shaky foundation built on broken trust? Let's get into the show. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode today. I am solo. I hope you miss these solo eps. I love obviously having people on, but I also love just like chatting me and you, okay? I also know that it has been a bit of a dark week here in Australia, and I'm going to say most of our audience is actually in Australia, so hello to all our Aussies listening, but the news over the weekend is horrific and quite heavy, and so I have touched on it across all of my platforms, and I thought I should touch on it on the podcast too. I don't want to spend too much time talking about it. I don't want to trigger anyone or upset anyone, but if you do need help, please check the show notes. There's some mental health resources in there. And for that reason, I decided to try and make a bit of a lighter episode today because I thought we can probably do with some lighter, less heavy podcast episodes. And yeah, I thought it would just be a nice way to finish off the week. And yeah, sending love to anyone who is struggling right now. All right, let's get back into the show. So obviously it's Thursday. We're doing a confessions and questions episode. But before we get into the tea, I want to tell you guys about something that I did last week. And I know this is a bit like out of pocket for a Thursday, but I thought it was exciting and I thought it could resonate with our listeners because majority of our listeners are also actually women. And so last week, it was Wednesday, I got to do the most exciting thing. I got to go and launch the Suncorp Super Netball season. Now, I am very uncoordinated. I don't know how to shoot a goal to save my life. I can't play netball myself, but I do love sport. I do love getting around women's sport, and I had the best time. I got to meet netball legends. I got to interview players from both the Mavericks and the Vixens, and I was in awe. Whenever I meet athletes or whenever I see athletes, I'm just like, wow, it is incredible what these people can do when they are masters in their craft. I have so much respect for them. My mind was actually blown. And so I just wanted to mention it in case we have any netball fans here listening. If you aren't a netball fan, maybe you might be interested in becoming one. I am proud to say I am now a Mavericks fan because I got to interview Amy Parmenter and Liv Lewis, and I loved them so much. They were so friendly, so sweet, so happy to chat to me and answer my questions. And so that's my team now. And we actually lost on the weekend on Sunday. Very sad, but better luck this week. And you guys, if you are interested, can watch every single game live on Fox Netball, which is streamed on KO Sports. And that's the other cool thing as well. I got to literally work with KO Sports, and I love KO Sports. I'm so happy that I got that opportunity because they cover all sports, and I am obviously an AFL girlie. So that was like a bucket list moment. And whatever game you guys are interested in or follow along, there is something there for everyone over on KO Sports. So just thought I'd pop that in there. And now we can get into today's tea. Now, I'm calling it, this is my favorite confession I have ever read out. And I'm just going to watch Derek as I'm reading this out because I can't wait to see his reaction. Hi, Adele. This is one I'm taking to the grave. A little bit of background. My ex-partner and I were together for 3 years and engaged for 8 months. I always had an issue with him talking to his ex, and when I would let him know my concerns about him talking to her, he told me that there was nothing to be concerned about and gaslit me. Now, I had a work opportunity pop up where I would be away for 8 weeks for better pay. We, as a couple, decided that I would make some sacrifices and work away for the 8 weeks, as this would help us pay for the last little wedding things. I would come home one day a week and my fiancé would come and stay with me on the weekends. Well, I came home early one day, and when I did, I walked into our house to see my partner and his ex making out on our bed. His excuse was that I worked away and he was getting lonely. He did this 6 months before we were going to get married. You can probably imagine how this ended up for him. This is where the story gets unhinged. Fast forward to a week later, where he moved out of our house and back in with his parents. He begged me every single day for forgiveness and would say how sorry he was, but I was not interested in a relationship full of secrets and lies. Now, I was going through our house collecting a few items that he had left behind, and I was meant to drop these off at his parents. At the time of dropping this stuff off, I didn't know that there was not going to be anyone home. However, I took this as an opportunity to seek some petty revenge and make his life a little bit uncomfortable. I didn't do anything illegal, but I took his stuff to his parents and dropped it out the back. And there I saw a box full of shoes. Obviously, these shoes belong to him and his parents. And yes, this is going exactly where you think it's going to go, but with a twist. I took it upon myself to go through the whole shoebox and I stole every single left shoe from that box. In total, I left with 27 left shoes. Yep, you heard that correct, 27. I took these 27 left shoes and I drove away. Now, that might sound outrageous, but Adele, he definitely deserved it. I felt kind of bad for his parents, but I also thought it would be a little bit sus to just take his shoes, so I had to take them all. Now, what did I do with the 27 left shoes, you ask? Well, my ex-fiancé's mum would take a friend to the Goodwill shop every single Wednesday, so I decided that that would be the perfect way to let her get the shoes back, but at a price. So on a Tuesday night, my bestie and I took 26 of the 27 left shoes and we donated them. Now, we live in a very small town. Everyone knows everyone, and just a week later, I was scrolling my Facebook on the Wednesday night only to stumble across my ex's mum putting up a post asking who the hell would steal all her family's left shoes and then make her buy them back from the Goodwill. To say I lost it laughing, I had tears running down my face. I screenshot it, sent it to my bestie, and safe to say, even a few months later, we find ourselves ugly crying and laughing over this. Now, you were probably wondering, what did we do with the one left shoe that we didn't donate? That's a story for another time. I hope my ex learned his lesson, but more than likely he didn't. Maybe this was petty, but I have no regrets, not a single one. You have no idea how great it feels to get this out. Much love to you, Adele. How good is that? Derek's laughing. I'm laughing too. This listener, you are hilarious. The way you wrote this story, 10 stars. The pettiness, 10 stars. I would say, no revenge is the best revenge, okay? Because I'm always like, you know, you don't want to put like bad out into the world, karma, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, fuck, I'm letting it slide for you. And it's because it's petty and funny and not illegal. I also desperately need to know what you did with the other shoe. I think all the listeners listening and Derek and I would like to know what you did with the other shoe. So if you want to submit another confession, we will be waiting for you. I hope that you can. And yeah, I'm really curious. I am also thinking we needed that laugh. So thank you so much. And I'm laughing, but I just want to say, I hope you're okay. Because him cheating on you 6 months out from your wedding would be horrible. And I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. And having to find that and come home and see that in your own house would be devastating and so close to your wedding. So I hope that you're healing. I hope that you're doing better. In a way, I'm glad that he showed you who he really was before you were actually married. Silver linings. And yeah, I hope you're doing okay. I will actually put a poll up for this because I think the audience will be in agreeance, but sometimes they do surprise me. Do you guys think this was too far or do you think it was deserved? I really would love to know. And of course, if you have a confession, please submit yours. The link for that will be in the show notes. All right, guys, now obviously we're into the question. Disclaimer, I am not a qualified professional. Of course, we love to have D&Ms on this podcast. Of course, I love to give you my hot take. Of course, I love to give you big sister advice. But please, as always, take this advice with a grain of salt. And if you do need professional help, please see the show notes. Now, I did say I was going to make it a lighter show. The questions I get for this podcast are never really light, to be honest, and I don't believe this question will be triggering, so that's why I chose it. I also just wanted to put this in here so this listener didn't think that her submission wasn't serious in my eyes. I respect everyone's questions and it is serious, but I did choose this one on purpose for this episode, as I do every week. All right, here's our question of the week. Hey Adele, I listen to your podcast every week and I never thought I'd be the one to send in a question. You can send in as many questions as you like, whenever you like. I need your help. My now boyfriend and I were in a situationship for 1.5 years before we started officially dating. Girl, what? His decision. And yes, I was delusional. Fuck. During this time, he was also talking to a girl from his work, which I knew about. About 8 months before we started dating, he told me that he had ended things with her. We spoke about this in depth and he confirmed that they no longer see or speak to each other. A couple months later, he ended up moving states and I followed him shortly after. Not just because of him, I promise. We became official as soon as I moved and he went on an international holiday that had been planned for a while. A few weeks after he got back, I saw the girl from his work in his messages. I asked my boyfriend about it and he said that they just messaged briefly and it was a check-in. I scrolled through the messages and I realized that they had actually never stopped communicating. And they also saw each other when he went back to his home state. He had told me that he gave her no energy and only replied because he felt bad. But it was very obvious that he was encouraging the conversation. He spoke to her the whole time that he was away, and he was even sending her photos of the holiday, the same photos he was sending to me. I confronted him about this, and he did feel very bad and remorseful. Upon further discussion about all of this, I found out that they seemed to be a lot more serious than he had let on. They would go on regular dinner dates, hang out at work, and FaceTime all the time. This was a complete contrast to our relationship at the same time, where we would just have sex and he would only ever come over and hang out, but never took me out on dates because he was scared he would fall in love too quickly. I obviously felt so betrayed that not only had he lied to me about them not talking anymore, but also having the audacity to message her once we were together. At the time, I did try to move on and he agreed to block her. He owned up to his actions and he didn't realize how badly this would hurt me. It has now been well over a year since this all happened, but I still cannot shake the feelings of embarrassment and betrayal. I find myself constantly wanting to go through his phone and not trusting him anymore, which is not the partner I naturally am or want to be. Do you think I can overcome this, or is it a sackable offense? Even though it happened almost over a year ago and I thought I would have moved past it. And I'm so sorry. I just want to hug this listener. And it sounds like you've been carrying this shit for a long, 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 long time. And I say this shit, but it's just like really heavy emotions. And I also think it's hard too because your relationship started out with a very rocky foundation. And I think relationships can be really messy almost at the beginning, especially if someone is dating multiple people at the same time, especially if you are in a situationship. I think the lines get blurred, the boundaries get blurred, the water is very muddy. And you also now know the full picture, but you didn't at the time, which is a very icky feeling. And obviously, you also had the opportunity to develop your feelings and kind of move along once you guys were official. And then you had the truth come out, which can be really rough. It can be really devastating to experience that. And so I am hearing you loud and clear. I think it's so normal that you're not over it. I think it's so normal that you're feeling all of these heavy feelings and struggling with the broken trust, because I think that's what I would call it in this situation. It does sound like broken trust because he did things, one, that would infringe on your boundaries while you were together by messaging her not quite suggestive messages, but I think even just like messaging the photos and like messaging more than just a reply. Like, it's not like he can even pass it off as being like, oh, I was just being nice and responding, even though he really shouldn't be doing that if he's in a relationship. But yeah, that is hurtful. And so if I was you, I would be feeling the exact same way. I'd be feeling hurt. I'd be feeling let down. I'd be feeling disappointed. I'd be feeling betrayal. And I think it can also be hard to reconcile the fact that, you know, you go into a relationship and you have this idea of how you want it to go in your head and you want it to be this beautiful fairy tale, perfect beginning, middle and ending. And sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's not smooth sailing. And sometimes there is a rocky beginning or a rocky foundation or things happen that are out of your control. And I'm definitely not agreeing with what your boyfriend did. I think I would love to know actually what went through his head. Yeah, it's just not okay behavior. But I also understand that people can make mistakes and people can learn lessons and people can do better and people can change. And sometimes really great relationships can be built and can come out of the back of broken trust and can come through those teething issues and bullshit. And then you get into this really strong, better place together. And so my first bit of advice to you is just to sit with your feelings and to work through whatever it is that's going on. And you mentioned, obviously, feeling betrayal and feeling embarrassment. I would love for you to sit with the embarrassment. Who are you feeling that embarrassment to? Are you feeling embarrassed because other people in your circle know this? Are you feeling embarrassed in front of your friends or your family? Are you feeling embarrassed because the other girl would have known about this? Unpack that, articulate it, get it out. Even with the betrayal, again, what are you feeling betrayed about? Getting it out and giving it airtime and voicing it is a great start because that will help you reflect and get some clarity. And it's hard because I also don't have any more context about your relationship or your dynamic. And so I'm really encouraging you to sit and reflect and understand, are these emotions that you're feeling just coming from this event that's happened with your boyfriend and with this girl that he was also dating when you were trying to date and get together? Or are these feelings lingering now because he's continually doing things that are causing you to feel embarrassed, that are causing you to feel betrayed? And what is his behavior like outside of this situation? And so I really just would love for you to look at it from every angle. As I said, I don't have the full picture in this question. And sometimes I wish I could have the full pictures when I'm answering them, but it is really important to assess what else could be true. Maybe he is making you feel secure and valued in other ways. And maybe he has stepped up and made some effort to reassure you. I don't want to give him too much credit for owning up to his actions, because as he fucking should, but I do think that there is maybe a flicker of, okay, well, at least he took accountability. Okay, I'm very big on self-awareness and accountability. So again, just keep reflecting on what has changed or maybe what hasn't changed since the incident. I don't know what else he was doing to kind of give you reassurance. Has he been more transparent and open with you? Has he been doing other shady shit that's made you question and maybe made you think, oh my God, I have to check his phone, or maybe he's DMing girls, or maybe he's doing something else? And it's important that you kind of look at every single element of the relationship as a whole. And that way you'll have a bit more peace when it comes to your decision. You know, you might turn around and say, oh, actually, Adele, my needs are being met. I am really happy. We are compatible. The relationship is really good for me and it is enhancing my life and I am feeling better and our communication is good. And so if that's the case, I'll get to what I think you should do in a second. But if that's the case, then I think it might not be helpful to just solely focus on the betrayal, because sometimes that can overshadow all the other elements if the other elements are good. I think once you've sat and reflected on it, by reflecting on it, I mean, you can talk to someone you trust. Maybe it's a bestie, maybe it's a parent, maybe it's a sibling, maybe it's a therapist. I'm not sure if you are in therapy. You can even just journal it out. I love writing things down, especially when I'm like going through it in my head, especially when I've got so many thoughts in my brain. I'm just like, ooh, I need to get this out onto paper. You can then go back to him and have another conversation about it, because I think more communication is probably needed here. And what you do next is really dependent on, firstly, what you are willing to do, and secondly, what he is willing to do. Because if you are both willing to move forward from this, I absolutely believe you can. Rebuilding trust is possible. It is a slow process. And I would love to do, I think I might do an episode on building trust down the track on a Sunday, but building trust is consistent behavior, reliable behavior over a period of time. So maybe he's willing to do that for you, and maybe you're willing to give him that time. And maybe there's another chat where you guys agree on what actions are needed, like what you need from him to make that possible and what he's willing to do for you to make that possible so that you can start to rebuild that trust. And again, I don't know what it looks like. I don't know if it's more transparency. I don't know if it's more reassurance. I don't know if you're having like a weekly check-in to kind of see how you're both feeling and see how things are tracking. And I've said this many times before, but sometimes, and it really depends on how much you want to save the relationship, but sometimes like a counselor, a couples counselor is great for this, because you might want to have the conversation, you might want to save the relationship, but you just can't seem to communicate and agree. If you're both willing and able and you can, that could be a possible way to overcome it together with the help of a professional third party. And so, as I said, I do believe if you want to overcome it, you definitely can. Okay. I'm not going to sit here and say, no, you cannot overcome this. Like, you have to dump him. in a way, I can see the side of it where it can be a fresh start for you and you can move forward and maybe it can bring you closer in the end. But on the other hand, I can also see how you might just want to throw in the towel and say, fuck this, right? Because I don't know if he is maybe treating you poorly in other ways. I also don't want to tell you, oh, it's not a sackable offense. If you feel it's a sackable offense, like people have different tolerance for what they're willing to accept and what they aren't willing to accept. And so really deciding whether you kind of stay in this relationship or leave this relationship really is just coming down to like your happiness and your security and how you're feeling day to day. Okay. So if you feel that your trust cannot be fully restored, that is a valid thing, right? And that's a valid reason for you to leave the relationship. And if you can't move past it, then maybe that is the sign that this is just not going to work. Maybe that is the closure. Maybe that is, okay, this is the next action that I'm going to take. Give yourself that time, give yourself that space. As I said, lean on your family and friends. I'm going to let the listeners weigh in as well. I wish I could tell you what to do, but it's hard when I don't have like the full context. And as always, I want to hold the space for you guys to figure out what to do and think about things differently and then come to your own decisions on your own terms. But I really hope that you can get some peace on this soon. All right, you guys, I'm going to leave it here. We're going to wrap the episode. Thank you so much for listening. As always, if you haven't, please follow us over on Instagram and over on TikTok. It's at Your Safe Space Pod. Come and join the podcast Facebook community. It is Your Safe Space Podcast community. And come and follow me over on all my channels. I'm at Adele Marie. And when you are listening to the podcast, take a picture, share with me where you are, what you're doing, if you're walking your dog, if you're in the gym, I want to see, tag us, me and the pod. And yeah, if you love the podcast, please give us a 5-star review over on Apple and Spotify. That would help us immensely. Oh my goodness. I also realized tomorrow is Taylor Swift Day. She's releasing her new album and I'm going to have a listening party and I can't wait. So shout out to our Swifties as well. Anyway, I'm just rambling now. I'll see you guys next time. Bye. This podcast was recorded on Wurundjeri land, hosted by me, Adele Marie. Your Safe Space is a part of the Amplify Podcast Network.